Oh my God, it's been absolutely incredible. We feel so fortunate and so lucky that so many people are connecting with this record. And yeah, it's been such an incredible ride for us. We're really excited to see what happens next.
Do you have a favorite song from the album?
I mean, honestly, I love every single song. As corny as that sounds, I really do love all of them. Obviously, I love Blame Brett, but my favorites are probably If a Tree Falls and Everything is Boring.
And then the Junos were just last month, and you guys ended up winning Group of the Year and Rock Album of the Year for Blame My Ex. So how did it feel to win?
That was so crazy. I honestly, none of us were really expecting to win one, let alone both. And it was such an amazing honor. And for us being an independent group, it really felt like such an kind of underdog moment. And it was just so nice to be recognized by our fellow peers and by Canada. So we were really humbled and really grateful for that experience.
And then you guys also have the Blame My Ex tour going on. So you guys are heading to Edmonton and Calgary in November, and tickets are sold out. But for those who do have tickets, what can we expect from your show?
Oh, I mean, we can't wait to come back. It's been a minute since we've been to Edmonton and Calgary. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to sing these breakup anthems for Alberta. Like, we can't wait to connect with the fans and dance and party and cry and laugh together.
At the end of my interviews, I just have four rapid-fire questions. So you just have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
Perfect.
Okay, first one. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Ooh, mine is probably something by Avril Lavigne.
Ooh,
normally Skater Boy, sometimes I'm With You, depending on the mood.
Both of those are good. Who would play you in a movie?
I don't know, but I would love if Jennifer Lawrence would.
Oh, okay. Do you have an autograph from anyone? And if you don't, who would you like to get one from?
The only person I have an autograph from is Tyson Ritter from the All-American Rejects.
Cool. How did you get that?
I waited outside the show like a little fangirl. They finally came out and I got my autograph.
Oh, awesome.
That's the only one I have, though.
Perfect. And then if we want to find all your guys' updates, where can we find you on social media?
The Beaches Band on TikTok, The Beaches on Twitter and Facebook, and The Beaches Band on TikTok as well.